Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! Lili Nishmasim Mimiros Yerusmas Mordechai. Today's shiur is sponsored by Yisrael Helperin. For my father's... Where is he today? Do you know where he is, Yisrael? He might be in Florida, who knows? For my father's 27th yard side on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rabboisai is Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's unbelievable. Elul! Zev Doiv ben or Elchanan ben Zev Doiv, born in Krasno, Poland, died in 84. He loved learning, and to Eli, tremendous mazel tov on the wedding. Shem brachas, Mrs. Fruma Leah Hellman, Lili Nishmas Avi Mori Yosef Leib ben Aftali Gershon Alevi on his 42nd yard site by Michael Lichter in honor of Leib Ethan Leichter and the great Hillel Kamiansky by Yisrael Shalitsky. Here he is today. He's right here live with us in Borough Park. We're right now in Borough Park. Where's the Balabas? Where is he? Krishna, where is he? He's in the mountains? Friday was the 20th yard side of Rav Pam, Zechet Tzadik Yivrocha. Merino Rav Avrom Yaakov and Rav Meir HaKoyin, Zechet Tzadik Yivrocha. Also was the Satmar Rebbe's yard side on Wednesday. He's the guy that has the book. He never says Tachlin, huh? Where is he, Yisrael? How do you know all these yard sides? Oh, you just know the yard sides. Okay. Parnas HaChoydesh by Michael Ben Mela, in memory of his mother, Dvar Fegev as Shmuel, and father-in-law Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan, and in merit to make it to Umar Roshona this year. All right. Good. Shkoyach. Oh, what happened to the emails? So because I am on the run without the printer. Who? What's his name? Reb Meir Shimon Eisenberger, the Rish Chabura here. Shalom Bar, is he here? He's not here. And Rabbi Kushner. Yishkoyach, Hakor Satoiv. So I asked that some Yungalite should send me emails. So here's the email from Yungerman. I had it printed and marked off what I should read. So it's going to be tough. It's a very, very long email. And he says his name is S. Solomon. He doesn't want me to say his whole name. So Mazel Tov. And then he says he lives in Borough Park. He might be over here right now. Who knows? And he learned in Koyel for 11 years. He did some stuff on the side. This is the first time he took a job, a real job as a Rebbe. And a few weeks into the summer, he found himself literally not opening up a Gemara or a Sefer for days. He was Yoitza with the shir that he was giving. So now he started realizing that a working guy that learns 2 hours a day is a Masmid Otsum. I remember I was learning first Seder when I had my business in Chicago. So I learned the whole first Seder, and the guys in the koil there used to make fun of me. Pasha, they'd come over, and they'd say, hey, Shalom Aleichem, how'd you make it here? Somebody put him on the WhatsApp, this guy, right away, doesn't know, or his email. See, you found it. So I love learning there. The guys were Givaldika guys, but I was a Balabas, and they're koil guys, and they couldn't relate to the fact that a Balabas learns a half a day. So how did he learn only half a day? What's going on there? Now, fast forward 10 years, most of the guys are working, and they don't learn a half hour. Like, I no, you learn? No, I don't have time. I said, you remember you made fun of me? Yeah, I know. It's terrible that I did that. Yeah. Okay. So if you're in Koyel, don't make fun of the Balabat and learning a little bit. He says, a guy that learns, a guy that works and learns for 2 hours, he's a masmid otzum. Anyways, he's wondering. He watched the interview of Meaningful People. He loved the Vard. It's not about the Dav, it's about the Yoimi. And he says, if he's in Koyel for 11 years and I didn't learn inside a Sefer regularly in days and weeks, what's going on here? You have to learn every single day. And then he goes on to say that he started the Daf Yomi many times. He finished 100 Daf in Shabbos, 20 Daf in Erevin, 17 Daf in Pesachim, 6 Daf in Shkolim, which is like 100 Daf in another Masechta. Fine. Weiter. And then he keeps on going. Where's the interesting parts here? Wow, wow, wow. Unbelievable length over here. You don't know what I'm skipping here. I think I showed the email on Friday, how long it is. Kitzer, he learned Pesach by night to daf by the Seder, but that lasted until daf pay, 80 daf. Kitzer, okay. So now, back to the podcast. Perfect timing for me to hear, more than ever, learning daily, and I love the Vart of 30 seconds in the bank. I like the Vart also. That was, who said that? That was David Zlatnik. Great Vart, that if somebody gives you, remember the Vart we just had this week? If somebody gives you 30 seconds in the bank to chop as much money as you want, are you going to say no, I don't want it because I need a minute? You'll take the 30 seconds and you go weiter. So if a guy gives you half a mesechta, you're not going to take half a mesechta. You're going to wait until next mesechta. Doesn't make any sense. So he loved that also. And he started, he said, if I could start in the middle of Avodah Zarah, then he could also start in the middle of Mesechta Sukkah. And beautiful. So mainly he started also Daf, Chav Ches. And this is a younger man. Verstehst? Anyway, I feel like a different person. I learned today, yesterday, my wife told me that tonight she's so happy that I'm Daf Yomi. He's a Daf Yomi younger man. And that he's much more happy and calm since he started learning the Daf yesterday. Fine. Anyways, he really appreciates everything. Please don't say this in public. So I won't say it in public. Maybe I should. No, I won't. Because it's Rosh Chodesh. Chazak Mematz, P.S. You mentioned yesterday about getting an email from a Koyling man, so that inspired me. S. Salomon. Should we read another one here? We're very, very late. I have no idea. I'll just pick any random one that comes up here. Boom. This one. I've never read it. Dear Rebbe Mishpacha, I would like to wish you and your family heartfelt Mazel Tov and beautiful Simcha. Although I was not able to make it in person, the live stream suggested that Shavuot Brachos is more Lebedik than most Chasanas. It's beautiful. Taka beautiful. Thanks to you and your whole family for all the sacrifice and everything you put in each day to create something as wonderful as MDY. I look forward to meeting you in person. Peretz Rappaport. Yishkoyach. Agutavach, everybody. Agutachoydesh. So today we have a very interesting daf. Shas is full of all sorts of daf. This is a daf of Mamish Halachas. I think this is a record. Right over here, I have 32 pictures. And this is after I took out four. I had 36 total, and I figured four of them are not necessary, and I didn't even print anything myself. There's one I wanted to print myself, fine. We'll have to imagine it. But it's basically very, very halacha-oriented. It will teach us, maybe we'll come up with some halachas, lemaisa, what are we supposed to look for in a lulav, what are we supposed to look for in adasim. So we're starting from daf lamed aleph amud beis, all the way in the bottom, niktam roishoy, two lines from the bottom. Oh, no more shaking. Sorry. Nikdam roishoy. If the top of the lulav got cut off, Omer avuna leishonu le nikdam. Avol nizdak. If the top of the lulav is split, kosher. Votanya. So we're going to go into this for a second. Votanya, lulav kofof. If you have a bent lulav, we're going to go into that. Kovot. So, like, little leaves come out of it. Like thorns. Okum, doyme lamagol, it's bent like a sickle, like one of those round knives that you cut wheat with. Puzzle. But what does it say here? Charus, puzzle. Time out. Did we skip it already? We're looking for nizdak. Okay. Kovots, saduk, saduk. Here we go. Saduk. What's saduk? Split. And what does it say? Posel. So that's a kasha on what we just said. Nizdak, we said, is kosher. Niktam, if it's cut, the top is cut off, it's posel. Nizdak, if it's split on the top, is kosher. And over here in the braise, it says, kofof. We don't have to pay too much attention to that. Kovot's not pay attention. Saduk, that's what we're looking for. Saduk. If it's split, or akum gidolah, posel. It is posel, not kosher. So that's the kasha. And then we keep on going. Charus. If it's hard, we'll see in a picture soon. Pasul. Doyme lecharus. Okay, you know what? Let's just see pictures right now. Oh, I need it. Who took my chair? Ellie, you took my chair. I need it. Oh, I'll just put it over here. Fine. So, nizdak looks like this. Here's the tumas. Now, we're going to be talking about tumas today, so let's get familiar with it. This is the spine of the lulav. It ends right over here. If you follow the spine all the way up to where the spine finishes, that's the tumus, that's the center leaf. And over here you see that it's split into two. That's nizdak. This right over here is kofof. What does it say about kofof? Puzzle. What do Hasidim call this? Knapple. So, let's talk about this for a second. This right over here is not really a knuppel. The Lutfaks call it knuppel. Why is this not? Because this has a nice, complete turn. This looks like a fish hook. That's a no-no. If you see this in the store, don't buy this. It says puzzle. Kafuf, puzzle. Nobody argues in that. Puzzle. So what do they argue about? It's machlokes Ran and the Rosh. If it has a little bit of a turn on the top, the Ran says it's puzzle. But the Rosh says it's great. You know why it's great? Because then it holds the tumors together. It's like glue. If you ever look in the story and it has a little bit of a bend on top, you'll see those are always, those guys are closed. What are people looking for in a lulav? That the tumus, this middle guy, the center one, shouldn't be open. That's what we're talking about right now. Nizdak, kosher, puzzle. So that's what we're looking for. That shouldn't be open. So this is taka puzzle because it's completely around. According to some, and a lot of Hasidim are makbid on a little bit of a bend, because that's even better in a way. If it has kare on top of it, so Rav Nissim Karel says it's terrible, because kare is not, you know, kare is that brown stuff that covers sometimes. It's not part of the lulav, he says. Don't rely on it. It's like mamash closing like an ostrich, putting his head in the sand, not knowing what's underneath it. A lot of people, whatever. But if it has a little bit of a bend, so some say it's great. There's certain chassidus that stay away from it, skver, and I think, I forgot who, they stay away from it completely. And it's very difficult, really, to get a lulav that the tumas, it comes to a really sharp point and that it's closed. A lot of times what happens is, before you even get to the store, somebody touches it and flicks the top, breaks off a little bit of this, and it's already niktam. So that's the big problem in lulavim. To find the tumas that's completely closed. All right, so la'alach l'maisa, I didn't give you any la'alach l'maisa. I'm just telling you a little bit of why some people are makbid dafka knoppel. Some people stay away from it. It would seem like from the halacha, I'm not picking any sides, but it would seem like if you could get a straight lulav that's completely closed, it seems like it's better than the one that has a little bit of a bend on top. The Rosh says the one on the bend, it keeps it closed, and that's why it has a mila. But according to the Ran, that might be a problem because it's kafuf, so maybe it's kedai to stay away from it. But I'm not a poisik, so I have no idea. I know that there are people that are makbid dafka on that one. Who? On the kara. Covered in kara. I hear. Okay. So I didn't see Chabad. I really didn't see Nalav. I just saw Rabbi Zikar Elitz. I know there are people makbid on kara. Yeah. Fine. Agapan, we're in the middle of a question here. Charus pasul devil charus kosher. So, kavutz looks like this. It has like thorns coming out of it. We have to go through 32 of these pictures. This is charus. We're all familiar with this. Some people use it as chach. Basically, this is a lulav that's already older, 2-3 years old. It opened up. There's no way, as you're going to see soon, there's no way to close it tight. And there's even a picture of somebody trying to close it tight, what it looks like. It'll never look like a nice, straight lulav. This is possible. Omra papa, the ovid kehemnik. This that says that tzaddik is puzzle doesn't mean that it's split. It means that it's like a hemnik. So hold on a second. We'll see what a hemnik is in a second. But doim l'charus, it's starting to open up. This is the case before. Starting to open up, kosher. Because you can grab it and tighten it down. So the Gemara says, no, we're not talking about split over here. We're talking about a real split, a hemnik, like this. Basically, it grew like a Y, two sides, to the right and to the left. That's why it's puzzle. But if the tumus is slightly open, that's not a problem according to this. Akum doim lemagel. So now we're going back. If it's bent like a sickle, omar rov lo yamor in elefonov. So this is not the picture that I want to show you. But we can use this as a picture. This is what a sickle looks like. It's round. So, lefanov, if it bends away from you this way, because you have the spine of the lulav facing you, and if it goes that way, that's not the way it grows, so it's possible. Avla achrov, briyaseyu. But if it bends, I don't know how to show, but anyways, if it bends this way, like this, then it's bad. But if it bends towards you like this, this way, then that's how it grows, and it's okay. Omer of Nachman, but this is the picture. Litzdadin, what if it goes to the right or to the left? V'amri lo, litzdadin kilafon of dami. It's possible because it's not the way it grows. V'amri lo, kilachim dami. And some say that no, it's okay. This is kosher. So we have machlokes whether or not sideways is kosher. I don't think it's a keli v'aveyu. I've never seen anybody in chul with one of those. The worst, you know, sometimes it goes a little, bends a little bit. We're makbid on that also. You'll see people take the lulav and take their laser and make sure it's straight. Maybe it's based on this gemara over here. V'amarava. Hai lulava the solik b'chad hutza. Ba'mumu pasal. So according to Rashi, it's a lulav that only has leaves on one side. Shot one. So it's a balmum. That's not how a lulav grows. Every lulav has leaves on both sides. Here, this is the spine. You can see the shidra very clear. And the leaves grow out of it only on one side. Possible. Nifritzu alav. Omer ha-papa nifritzu. The ovid kichufya. So when we learned the Mishnah, we explained it. It's based on this Gemara. The nifritzu, although in Hebrew, nifritzu might mean spread out, broken. Over here, it means that it's literally detached from the lulav. The ovid kichufya, he made it like a broom. You know, you take a broom, you take like straw, a bunch of pieces of straw, you tie it. That's what he did. Took a bunch of leaves of a lulav, that he ripped them off, he was going to make kashiklach with it, and then he didn't sell out. So he takes them back, puts it back on the spine, ties it up. No good. Nifridu. But if it's on the spine of the lulav, just each one, the leaf is two leaves really. Each leaf is two. So the two leaves separated from each other. Nifridu, the chufya, nifridu, the ifru, the frude, that's the second case and that's okay. Boy Rapapa. Nechleko hat yoimus mau. So now we're talking about the terms. Tumas. Tyoimus is, it's a lashon of twins, Shalom Aleichem, about them. Twins. In other words, the center, here's the picture, this guy right over here, Nechleko. So Rashi says that it's split so much, I guess it means roi, but he says it goes, it's split open until the next leaf. So the next leaf is right over here, really. So it's not roi, can't be roi. So it's enough that you see these leaves, there's one, two, to the next leaf, that's what he says. And this, I believe, is what everybody looks in a lulav today. That's the main thing. I mean, first you look at the shape, you see if it gives a good chuckle. Okay, I don't know how important that is, but people are very mocking. They go, okay, yeah, good. It's good, because the Gemara says, we're going to see in a second, it has to be kedei l'naneya, so maybe it has to make a little noise, I don't know. But the main thing is that tumas, that middle leaf, all the way on the top, is it separated or not? Now, when you look at it, it's very tricky. When you look at it, it usually looks connected. But if you give it a little touch, you'll see that it's separated. Now, it's hard to touch it, because then you're going to break the guy's lulavim. You're going to go through 40 lulavim and destroy each and every one. So you have to know what you're doing. I mean, if you look in the light, you see sometimes a separation. You don't have to touch it at all. If you give it a very gentle touch where you wouldn't break it, but if it's separated and broken already, then it pops open. No, I don't know. You have to ask the guy that works there, that owns it, if he's masking. But that is the concern. How do I know all this? I'm sure a lot of people know this, but when I was younger, my father used to send me. First, he gave me a big training lesson. Then he said, you're on your own. Sat there for hours and hours looking at thousands and thousands of lulavim. By the way, in Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure they sell them here. The Deri lulavim, they're very, very easy to find good lulav. They're very expensive, but they're very, very good. That's just what I found. I don't know. Maybe people have other things. In Eretz Yisrael, at least. I'm sure I remember when I lived here also, they used to have dairy. No, they sell dairy here. They're super expensive, but the amount of lulav that you find that are closed is very, very good. Anyway, Zog to Gemara. So what if the top is broken, is split like we just said? Toshma. Domar Rabbi Yochanan Amir Shimon Levi. Nitlo at yoimis possible. It says if it's missing completely, it's possible. My love, what in nechlaka? So can you also say that if it's split, it's like broken off completely? It's possible. Loi nitlo shani dachosalei. No, what's the connection? If it's missing, it's missing. So that's why it's possible, because it's missing. It's a chaser, like anything else. Esri that has a piece missing is also chaser. It's also possible. But if it's there and it's together, no, it's not the end of the world. Igdamri, Omer b'Yochanan b'Shum Levi, Nechleka t'yoymos, Naso kimi shenitla t'yoymos, upasol. So no, some say that Rabbi Yochanan said it's mamish posol, like it's, you have to imagine to yourself that a split t'yoymos on the top, t'yoymos on the top, is as if it's chopped off and it's missing completely. Stam, also a good idea not to shuckle the lulav so hard, because when you shuckle it like meshuga, like this, you're going to pop that tumus open. No? You have to be sort of gentle with it. I mean, it's good to go like this. This is nanuim. But some people are like, forget it. If you do that, you don't have a tumus. You have great nanuim and zero tumus. Over here it says, if the tumus is split, I'm reading the Gemara here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, tumus is split, it's possible. Finished. It's probably the hardest thing to keep on Sukkos. Once you have good adasim that are kosher, we're going to learn about adasim today, and a nice set of aravos and a beautiful esrig, then you have to be careful with your lulav. That's the hardest thing. And then you put it back in the case, and as you put it back, you stab the case a little bit. Pop goes the tumus. No more tumus. Kids, you have to be careful. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Tarfon, Kapus Tmarim, Kofus. So we said already, it says it, the Lashon is Kof, Pei, Tof, which is the Lashon of to bind, to tie together. It could be a spoon, Kapus Tmarim, but it has to be bound together. Now the Gemara is going to go into, how do we even know, yes, my father showed me what a lulav is, and his father showed him, and it went all the way back to we have a Ksav Yuchsin to the Machsa Shekel to David HaMelech. So we know it went back. There was never a generation that didn't have a real lulav. We know what it is. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down this lulav. But how is it muchach in the Torah? So it says in the Torah, Kapis Tmarim, Kafus, Emaya Parod Yichfetenu. And if it starts splitting, you know, sometimes it starts wandering, the leaves start going, you have a nice gishmaka, fat lulav, it starts going. So bind it together. Make it nice and straight like an arrow. Who told you that what we use today is what the Torah is referring to? Ema charusa. So charusa is, we saw a picture, but here it is, on the palm tree. Maybe you have to bring one of these. Who told you it's the guy in the middle? You know, the lulav is right here in the center, brand new leaf. This guy's already a year old, 2 years old, he's mature. Maybe this is what you have to bring. Who told you? Yeah, tradition that comes from a palm tree, but who told you what part of the palm tree? Says the Gemara, Bino Kofos Veleko. Because, here's the picture. Great picture. Cannot do better than this. They did a great job, Kol HaLashon. Here, you're trying, if you ever try to put it, they're very, very tough. They want to stick out this way. And if you try to bind them together, here, you put some tape, doesn't work. There's a big gap over here. Yeah? So Memela, it's not Kafos. This is not called Kafos. It's not, it doesn't look like an arrow. This is not what the Torah is referring to as Kapos Tomorrow. Again, we read it Kapos as if it had a Vav, but it doesn't have a Vav. So because it doesn't have a Vav, we also have other drushes going on here. We have the Kri and the Ksiv, and Memela, I'm also learning Kafos. Bino Kafos Veleka, Veima Ufta. Here's Ufta, great picture, a great palm tree. Ufta, he says, is this piece right over here, like one of these. It's nice and straight, you see? You're telling me it has to be straight. Here's a piece of wood. Stop, a piece of wood that grows out of the palm tree. After you cut it down, it's 20 years old already. It's nice and straight. Kafos. Who told you? It's a brand new lulav that has leaves on it. Says the Gemara, very pashut. Kafos, v'chlad de'kaparut. This, v'hai kafos v'oimed, lo'ilam. This doesn't have the ability to spread apart. It's just a piece of wood. A lulav could go this way, could open up, and you could put it back together. And that's what you need. You need something that has the ability to be not kafos, open. All right? Ve'ema kufra, maybe some sort of shoot that comes out of the lulav tree and has like little thorns on it. Omer Abai drochea darchi noyam v'chol nesiv yisera shalom ksiv. You see this concept over and over in the Gemara, and it's a concept that I'm not exactly sure where to apply it today, but you can understand that Torah and mitzvahs is supposed to be pleasant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never tells us to do something that's not pleasant. Stam, shino yisoid. Everything that we do is pleasant. A lot of times things, I look at, you know, certain things, I don't know what the situation. It's not pleasant what you're doing. What you're doing, it can't be that because Baruch Hu wants you to do something so crazy. He doesn't want you to walk on your head and then fast and this and that. He wants you to be, it has to be pleasant. Yeah, by the way, we have a tzayim, we have a this. But Bederach Klal, you know, a guy that's all fashvitz and he's learning, pleasant. It can't be, says the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take a lulav that has thorns on it. It just doesn't make sense. You're gonna wear gloves and you're gonna no. You're gonna get pricked by the thorn. That doesn't make sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work like that. Omalei Rava Toisva LeRavina. So Rava Toisva here. You gave me that sefer right with all the names. I looked in there. Mamash a waste of time because I went through all of Bar Ilan. No, not your sefer. What I did, I went through all the Ravas. Came up 52 Ravas, I think, long time ago before you gave me that sefer. Anyway. And it tells you exactly all the mesechtas where each one is. Here's one. This is a different Rava. It's not the Rava that we're familiar with. Amalei Rava Toisfa LeRavina. Ve'ema Tarti Kapit De Tamre. Because it says Kapois Tamarim. Kapois Tamarim means plural, two. And this, by the way, is called the Kaf Tamarim. Each one of these, again, $15,000 worth of dates. I don't know, whatever. 5,000, I don't remember the number. Remember, every time, I can't believe that one tree produces so many thousands of dollars. Whatever it is, 5 or 15. Okay, so this is called a kaf. So maybe you have to walk into shul with two of these. So it should be kapis tomorrow. And this makes a lot of sense, actually, because this is tomorrow. These are the dates. This is kapis tomorrow. A lulav has nothing to do with dates. It's on the tree of the dates, but it's not the dates. Over here, Givaldin, maybe you should walk into shul with two of these. Says the Gemara, kapas ksiv. But at the end of the day, there's no vav. So if there's no vav, then the reason why the Torah didn't put a vav in there, and we read it plural, is to tell us that it's also to take away from this problem. It has to be singular also. We read it plural, but it has to be singular. It has to be one. Vei mechada, okay, so it's one. So you're telling me it's one? Miman of shach, is it one or two? I thought it's two. You're telling me it's one? Okay, so bring one whole bundle of dates. Lahu kaf karile. Yes, if you bring one, you might be yoitza, but the problem is that one of these is called a kaf and not kapois. But one lulav could be called a kapois tomorrow. That's what the Gemara says. It cannot be this because one is a kaf, two is kapois, and the Torah says it should be one, but one that's called kapois, not one that's called kaf. So we had a type of lulav from the Hara Barzel, and it's kosher. Pictures, I got pictures. Here are the two pictures. One is that the top of the leaf reaches the bottom of the other guy. Where do we have this also? I don't know if the Gemara talks about it over here. We have it by Hadassim also. Hadass, the bottom always has to touch the root of the one on top of it. So this would be kosher if this point reaches the bottom leaf on top. That's just a great picture because it doesn't look like it over here. Maybe if you look closely. Okay. But if it's like this, this is very visible that it does not reach the bottom, then it's possible. Possible. So here we have a contradiction. On the one hand, it says if it comes from Arab Barzel, it's possible. But not now, but it says in the Mishnah, Ksheiro, what do we do with the contradiction? El Shema Menoka Bayo. So, okay, Shalom Aleichem. So, Abaye is right. Abaye says a chiddush that there's a difference between when the top of the leaf reaches the bottom of the other leaf and not. Shmamino. And now we're turning to Daf Lamed Beis Leiv, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need shiduchim, refuas, and yeshuas, please join tehillim.8minutedaf.com. As that child showed us now, and the Rav said that when he became the Rav of the Shul, I don't remember the name of the Shul or the Rav. I hope he's not watching. On 9th Avenue. Yeah. How did you know? Right. So at Linden Heights, the Rav, what's the name of the Rav? Goldschmidt. Very good. Yeah. So he said in Givaldik Maisa, he said that he was given Psicha Tane'ila. So the first year he was there, a guy came over to him and said, listen, I'm married for a bunch of years, I don't have children, and I heard Psicha Tane'ila is a big zgula. Can I have it? He said, 100% have it. And of course, there's a big moifus. Within 9 months to the day, they had a ben zachar. No, he didn't say that. That's in my book, called 9 months in a day. But he had a kid 10 months later, he said. 10 months. And a guy, a chassid in the back with a strimal, got up. He said, the moifus from the roof, the moifus from the roof. Okay. And then he continued to say that there's another moifus. He gave it to another person that is two daughters, older daughters, very gelungene girls, were not married. He gave it to the guy. But he said, in both cases, he said, when you're up there by the psicha, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How you doing, Clifton Ayyid? You came all the way from Clifton?
No, I was in Clifton.
Ah, okay. You're going to have to dance for us afterwards. So he tells him, you have to mamish talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to say what you want and speak like your friend. Okay. So the second guy also spoke. The two girls got engaged within months of each other. Mam shemoifus. Kids, then a guy screams, the roof, can I say a joke? He says, a joke. I don't know if I'm going to say over the joke. It was a great joke. The punchline was great, but I don't remember exactly how it went. Something about a mashulach from Eretz Yisrael came to ask for money. And Bekitzer, he said, I'll give you money on condition that you go to the koisel, you put a note in the wall that I should have children. Okay? So the guy goes back to Eretz Yisrael, and all of a sudden, the guy that gave the money, his wife became pregnant with triplets. So, triplets. 9 months later, twins. 9 months after that, 9 months and a day, another triplets. Kitzer, this Mishloch guy comes back to America and knocks on the door. And the wife opens the door and says, you're not going to believe it. Since it's such a moifus, you went all the way to the kaiser for us, and look how many kids we have. We have already 8 kids. So the guy says, and where's your husband? So my husband's in the kaisel, he's looking for the note. So when the guy finished his joke and everybody's laughing, like you were laughing, I said, I want to say something serious. I said, I don't think it's a moifus, and I don't think it's a joke, but I think because it was the Rav's Psicha Dineila, and the Rav did a Maisa Chesed, and he gives it over, Belev Shalom to his Kehila, that's why the guy was Zoicha. So I said, oh, good, fine. I still wanted to like take off from the joke, because the guy, like, Milton Shal Shudas Drasha, this guy's giving jokes. Okay, fine. Atkat, now we go weiter. Vikid the Rabbi Lo Mirma, and some say that Abaya came up with his Pshat because of the contradiction. Until now, he said a pshat. Abaye just says a pshat. There's a difference if the leaf reaches the bottom or the leaf doesn't reach the bottom. If it doesn't reach the bottom, a lulav like this, that each leaf doesn't reach the bottom, is possible. And then we said, oh, we have a contradiction in two brises that say, tzina arbazel is kosher, tzina arbazel is possible. Oh, it fits right in to Abaye's great pshat. But some say no. What happened was there was a contradiction. They came up with a contradiction. And in order to answer the contradiction, Abaye comes up with this pshat. What do you do? On the one hand it says kosher, on the other place it says puzzle. Amar Abaye, like kosher. Then Abaye comes along and says, I have a pshat. If one leaf reaches the bottom of the other leaf, then it's kosher. And if it doesn't reach the bottom, then it's puzzle. Omar Rebbe Marion. Omar Rebbe Shimon Levi. Barmi lo Tony Rabbi Mori Mishum Rabbi Yochim and Zakai. It's the name of Mishum Rabbi Yochim and Zakai. Shtei Tmorois Yesh Begei Ben Hinoim. Sounds like Gehenim to me, no? There's two palm trees right there in Gei Ben Hinoim. Va'oila Oshonim Ibnayim, and there's smoke that comes out between the two of them. Vizel Shoshanino Tzina Arabarzel, this lulav that we're talking about, Tzina Arabarzel, Sheirois, Vizui Pischo Shagehenim. Right over there in that area of Tzina Arabarzel, that's the entrance, it's next to Yerushalayim, that's where the entrance of Gehenim is. Lulav Sheishbo Yishloisha Tfachim. So it says in the Mishnah that a lulav has to have three tfachim. Or Rabbi Dovah Shmuel Shira Dasvarov Shloisha. Oh, halacha lemaisa. How long do your hadassim have to be? So they sell these packages, aleph, aleph, aleph. According to Chazanish, that's the only one I know. That's how I grew up on Chazanish. 30 centimeters, and it here it is, right in this. This is what he brings also. 30 centimeters. 30 centimeters comes out to about a foot. 12 inches, I believe. We'll see over here. I think there's a better picture with a ruler. I'm pretty sure it's a foot is a little bit more, like a centimeter more. So basically, look for a foot and you'll be okay. If you get a foot, then it's for sure good. Don't get cheap on these. Get the foot. It says over here, how much? Three tfachim for the hadas, three tfachim for the arava. The lulav arba, and a lulav is one tefach more than the both hadas and arava. Why? Kedeshiyah lulav yotzim and hadas tefach. So that a lulav is taller than a hadas tefach. Why does it say hadas and not arava? Because somebody pointed out that the hadas should actually be slightly higher. It doesn't have to be longer, but like when you put in the kashuk lulav, it should be a tiny bit above the arava. It's more important than the arava. It should be above. And the lulav will be one tefach above that hadas. I don't know why they need a picture of this, but we have it. Here's a 30 centimeter arava. And here's a 40 centimeter lulav. It's about 16 inches. If you want to remember 16 inches, like they do drywall. Every 16 inches, there's a stud, there's a 2x4, 16 inches. I'm just a contractor. What am I going to tell you? Stuck. Now, lulav arba kedeshi lulav zin adas tefach. Here you go. One tefach above the top of adas. He did a great job over here. If you notice that arava is slightly below the adas, and he put it on the Adas side, one tefach on top. That's the Shita of the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Parnach comes and says on Rabbi Yochanan, Shidroi shelulav tzarech shiyeh shiyetzim in Adas tefach. Not the leaves, but the actual spine needs to be one tefach past the lulav. That's a lot more. Here's a good picture. I don't know what this is. No, not important. This one. The tefach does not include these leaves over here. The tefach has to be part of the actual spine. You follow the green spine, the center, until it stops. When it stops, make sure that point right over here, let's say it stops over here, it's one tefach above the hadasim. That's a big chumrah. That means the lulav has to be a lot longer than the hadasim. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, lulav shesh boi gimel tfachim kidei lenanea boi kosher. It says that you only need three tfachim for a lulav. Where did you come up with four? It says the Gemara, ema ukidei, what the Mishnah meant to say, kidei lenanea boi kosher, not kidei, ukidei, you just add a vav. That's the meaning. It doesn't mean that it was missing a vav, but everybody understands that you have to be able to shake it. And in order for the lulav to be shakeable, it needs to be taller than the hadasim and the aravas on top, above them. Says the Gemara, mark it this way. It doesn't matter how we learn it. Either you learn that it's one tefach above the hadasim with the leaves, or one tefach the spine. But either way, it needs to be above one tefach above the hadasim the aravas in order to shake. Toshma, shir hadas v'arava shloisha v'lulav arba. Here it says mafurish in the brisa that lulav is one tefach longer than the hadasim and the aravas, which are three tefachim. Lulav is four. My lab ad alim. So perhaps you can bring a raya over here. Bahad the alim that's with the leaves against Rav Parnach. There's no raya to either shita is the tefach with the leaves, without the leaves, no raya. Gufa. Shira das var rovish loyish v'lulavar ba. Again, hadas and harovish 3 tefachim, 30 centimeters, according to Chazanish, and lulav is 40 centimeters. Rebbe Tarfon oyma ba'amavas chamisha tefachim. So we have to understand. Rebbe Tarfon says we're talking about an amma of 5 tefachim. Omar Rava, shorilei mori leRebbe Tarfon. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam should forgive Rebbe Tarfon. In other words, Rava understood that you have to find 5 tefachim, 50 centimeters. Ashto avois shloisha loy mishkechinon. They had the same problem in those days that we have today. You could barely find a kosher hadas that's 30 centimeters. Bas chamishim mebaya, you want to put on tos 50 centimeters. It's going to be impossible. Nobody's going to have hadas. And if they do, it's going to be $1,000 hadas. Yosef Avdimi Omar, he explained. Amo bas shisha tefachim. A regular amo is 6 tefachim. Asei oisa bas chamisha. He's saying like this. No, all he was saying, Reb Tarfon, is that you should use 3 tefachim. Just, he said, use 3 tefachim that are slightly larger than your typical tefach. Pretend that instead of every amma, an amma is 6 feet, amma is 2 feet, right? Amma is 24 inches. So instead of dividing 24 inches into 6, divide into 5. How much is that? Nobody? It's Porapak over here. We all went to the same cheder for math. Great. You have iPhones. Use them. What? 4.8 inches. Each tefach is 4.8 inches times 3 is like 13 something. Okay. But if it is 6 tefachim, 4 each, so it'd be 12. Okay. So instead of 12 inches, right? Right, because we said amma, very smart. An amma is 2 feet. 3 tefachim is a half amma. So it'd be 1 foot. So instead of 12 inches, Reb Tarfon says, add a little bit. Make it 13 point whatever inches. So he's machmer a little bit. He's not saying use 5 tefachim. He's saying use the tefachim instead of 6 tefachim, because we know an amma could be amas abinyan or amas akelim. It could either be, amma could either be 5 tefachim or 6 tefachim. So instead of using an amma of 6 tefachim, use an amma of 5 tefachim. So it makes each tefach larger. It's 1 1/5 of the other one. Bekitzer, now you have 3 3/5 tefachim. Slightly larger. So you use 3 3/5 for the hadas. Vashar lelulav, meaning, not the shar, doesn't mean all the way to 5. It just means use a tefach and a fifth for the lulav. Give the lulav an extra tefach and a fifth above the hadasim. Kam avalu. How much is the hadas? Tlasa utlasa chumshan. 3 tefachim and 3/5 of a tefach. Because we're using larger tefachim, so you get 3/5 more. Says the Gemara. Kashi the Shmuel ad Shmuel. We have a contradiction between Shmuel's. Why? Hachomer Rabbi Yudomer Shmuel Shira Das Vayrov Shloisha. On the one hand, he says that Adas is only 3 tefachim, exactly 3 tefachim. And then he says, and he says, Allah is like Rebbe Tarfon. Rebbe Tarfon just said it's 3 3/5. And over here he says it's 3 flat. 3 exactly 3 tefachim. So which one is it? 3 or 3 3/5? Contradiction. Says Gemara like Doc. He rounded it off. Asked the Gemara, even that really Doc, Luchumra. If you want to round it off and say you should bring a larger hadas, great. Lekula mi amrinon leidak. But he said that you can bring a shorter hadas. You can bring a hadas that's only 3 tefachim, but hadas has to be 3 3/5. How can you say he's not so careful? He rounded it off. You don't go rounding off lower. You go rounding off higher when it comes to the derises. He also Rava in Omar amavas chamisha tefachim asei yosa shisha. No, we're dealing with an amo that's supposed to be 5 tefachim. Make it 6. Fakert. He's making it, he's a smaller shear. Same em shloish la das, vashar lulav, Kamahavu, Shriu Palgo. So now I'm using, instead of six tvachim, I'm making five tvachim. Five, half of five is 2.5. So now all I need is an adas that's 2.5. 2.5 tvachim. So it's 2.5 tvachim instead of 3. Ask the Gemara, but we have the same contradiction between Shmuel. So if Kasha is Shmuel, is Shmuel, the what? On the one hand, Shmuel says adas has to be 3 tvachim. And now he's passing a Reb Tarfon that adas is 2.5 tvachim. So which one is it? 2.5 or 3? Oh, on that he's going to say, Loidok. He rounded it off to 3. It was supposed to be 2.5. He rounded it off to 3. That in the Chum, Loidok. Don't Rav Unam Shmuel. Allah, Reb Tarfon. You're allowed to round off to make it more chumradik and bring a longer hadas. The official Mishnah, sponsored by official, and unfortunately I don't have the exact wording I'm supposed to say. It's Lulu Nishma somebody. Hadas Hagazel. So we learned about Lulav Hagazel. Now we're talking about Hadas Hagazel. Hadas Hagazel, stolen hadasim. Vehayovesh. We have a Yovesh. Oh, we have the wording. And we'll say also, Avram Yosef ben Chana, please send to Eli, or show him, please. All right, Hadas HaYovesh, here we go. The dry Hadasim. Exactly what it means, look in the Svarim, what it means exactly. Does it mean that if you touch it, it falls apart or not, it loses the color? Okay. I thought about it over Shabbos. I do buy extra adasim. I'm not that cheap on the adasim. They are expensive, but I don't change them as often as the rabbis. The rabbis are almost every day, I think. That's what I started doing. Almost every day. Because I got lazy to put that towel on, and it makes the koshik look a little moldy. By the end of the, so I just. But the problem is, it's not. I don't know. There has to be a better etza to keep it, put the whole thing in the refrigerator. I don't know exactly. Somebody has a good idea. What do you guys do, Nu? What do you do? Anybody? You put it in a vase? Really? But that's like, it's going to get moldy, no? But what about Hadassim? The biggest problem is Hadassim. Hadassim lasts for 7 days? Out of the refrigerator? You sure it's not a little Yavish by then? Not my Hadassim. You guys have good Hadassim from Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they sell it from China or something. I don't know. What?
Put a drop of water in the plastic, put it in the fridge, and then it
Right. So you put it, you take out the kosher glove, put it in the plastic, put a drop of water in there, mold it a little. But you take it out of the lulav. No water? No water is perfect. Because I forget. And then I come to shul and I look at the thing. It's like, because I don't have a see-through bag. You know, my bag is there. You get the, oy vavoy. Terrible all that. You spend all that time and money on the Arba Minim, and by day 5, it looks like, Mom's like this picture right over here. This is my adas on day 5. You walk to shul, you're embarrassed, you're not showing anybody. Okay. And nobody has the extra pair of adas. And they all have a nice aravis, but that's it. All right. So we know this is all from Lulav. Ashera. They did have a dezara. Remember the whole sugya. It's the Ashera of Moshe Rabbeinu that has to be burnt. And because it has to be burnt, it's missing the shear. What's the shear of the adas? 3 tfachim. And if it has to be burnt, it doesn't have 3 tfachim, even if it physically does. B'shalir adach is possible, the same thing. If it's the whole city, or the rive of the city, 51% that does have a dezara, everything gets burnt, and everything is ketusim michtas. Nikdam roishoy. Here's the picture. The top got snipped off. Nifritzu olav. Here's nifritzu olav. Basically, the leaves fell off. Great picture. The adasim have, this is basically psabim, I believe, no? These little berries. So if there are more berries than leaves, it's not hadar. It doesn't look beautiful anymore. It looks kind of not nice. And it's no good. But there's the etza. What's the etza? Take off the berries. But you can't do it on Yontav. If you did it before Yontav, great. Maybe not in Yontav. Why can't you do it on Yontav? Because of Misakim Mana, you're fixing a kli on Yontav. Torah Rabbanon, Anafei Tzavos. Sha'anafav, Choyvim Miseitzav. So once again, the whole thing all over again. How do I know that this is a lulav? We went through the whole thing. Maybe it means dates. Maybe it means this part of the tree. Maybe it means that part of the tree. Maybe it... Great. So we don't want lulav. Now we're talking about hadas. How do you know that this is hadas? Who told you? Here we go. Beautiful. Great picture. This is what hadas has to look like. The leaves cover the entire branch. Very hard to find something like that. Can you think of a tree that all the leaves, that you don't see a branch. All you see is leaves. That's a hadas. Vezahu, again, they speak out that we know what hadas is. We have it from, we weren't born yesterday. Where since Matan Torah, we're using the same exact hadas. Never changed. Never in history do we not have hadas. We know what it is. We want to prove that that's what the Torah means. Shalav chavim seitzo. Vezahu, havioim is hadas. Maybe it's an olive tree. Okay, I don't know. Seems kind of shvach, especially from the picture. But it has a lot of leaves. It's not as beautiful as this. You see a lot of the branch. But nevertheless, maybe it's an olive tree. The kids are, how do we know for sure that it's the hadas? Being an avos, v'leka. Okay, it has to be literally, it has to be shasheris, Rashi said, like completely covered. It's not. Ve'ima duba. Now, this is problematic. We don't know exactly what it means, and they discuss it, Rashi, the whole thing. Maybe it's a chestnut. And why the Gemara thought this, that's why some say not. Where did I see? Tysus, yeah. It's not so happy. It's not Kestanir. Shenakulu, okay, fine. It's not this. He says it's not a chestnut. What is it? I don't know. But because maybe it's another type of tree. Rashi says, The common pshat is that it's a chestnut. Being on enough of choyfin esetzoy vileko. Okay, same teretz. If you look closely, it doesn't even come close to hadas. Veima hirduf. Maybe it's this. So this actually, look at this right over here. This looks like hadasim over here. Look at these, a lot of leaves. You don't see the branch at all. So over here the Gemara says a different pshat. Omar Abayo, Drochel, Darche Noyam, Vilekyo. This is poison. Torah doesn't deal with poison. Not telling you to bring hadasim that are poison. Drochel, Darche Noyam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is a pleasant Torah. There's no poison. We don't deal with poisons. Rav Omer Malcha, Ha'emes V'Hashalom Ehavu. Okay. Peace, harmony, that's what the Torah is all about. Not something that could cause destruction and death like poison. Torah Rabbanan. Kalua kimin kliya v'doymil shalsheles zawadas. It's like braided, like a shalsheles, almost like a chain. That's a das. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer, anaf eitz avos. Eight shetam eitzoy upiryoy shava. So that was that email that I should go back and look at, but I don't have it here. It's on my phone somewhere. Havi oimez hadas. That the tree and the berry taste the same. So where do we have that? Where else do we have that? Esrig, we have it by pilpel. We had it, the certain pepper that tastes the same. There might have been a fourth thing. I don't remember anymore. Pepper, esrog, and hadas. I don't know. Maybe a fourth one. So it has to be tam eitzoy piri shava avoyim hadas. Bekitzer, these are the rice that this is what the Torah is talking about. Tano eitzov is kosher v'sheinu ovo is posel. If it's not braided like heavy laid on, it's possible. Hechid amei avos. Omer Rav Yehuda, v'udah kaim et losa t'losa, tarfe bikino. So that's what we look for. Not really. According to this, it'll be very hard to understand. He's saying, according to this pshat, that Rashi says that he means three come out of one root. See, there's three leaves. This is not what our hadas looks like. And if our hadas would have to look like this, it would be impossible to find the dasim. Rav Kahana Omar, afidu trei v'chad. two and then one underneath. You don't need all three to be coming out of one source. Rav Acha b'rei de Rova mahadir atrei v'chad hoyel v'nofeg m'pumid de Rav Kahana. Rav Acha says, since Rav Kahana paskin that two and one is okay, so I want to show that that's the halacha, let me go find it. So, Mar, the son of Amemar, tells Rav Ashi, Abba, my father who's Amemar, lawadas shoita karile. That's hadas shoita. In other words, it's not balanced. What's a shoita? Shoita is a person that doesn't have balance in his life. If you have one leaf here, two leaves here, that's unbalanced. That's not a good, don't look for that. That's not a good hadas. Should be makbid on it. So, Tosfos points out, when we're talking about this, so he says, no. And that's how, basically, I believe, this is how we paskin. We're looking for, if you look over here, this is a great picture. You see how the leaves, this is hard to find, and this is what people are makbid when they're looking at Hadassim. They're makbid that all three of the stems should come out at the same level. That is, if you put a string around the hadas, it would touch each one of these. This might not be the greatest picture. This looks slightly higher, and maybe people will be makbid on it. But that's what you're looking for. That's what they give a hechsher on. When the stem, all three stems are in the same exact level. And you look at hadas and you'll see it's not so easy to find. They come three, but if you look closely, one is slightly higher than the other a lot of times. And that's the Aleph Aleph, not the Aleph Aleph Aleph. Not kidding. That's how it goes. If you look, that's what they'll sell you. And then even if they sell you where they're on the same playing field, but you don't get 30 centimeters of it. You get 20. And then on the bottom, they start playing games. You have to be makbid on that also. All throughout the 30 centimeters. Here's two and one. Two, here's one guy below. This is Rav Kahana. Two and one. Zok the Gemara, one was on. Do we have time? Where the diving shakas ready in Eretz Yisrael? What time is it? Oh, no. They're, it's way before shakas for them. It's Matzah Shabbos. Turn around, bottom. Let's just do a few lines here. Nashru roiv olav in ishtar by miut kosher. Most of it started out good. Low battery. But is it still recording? Come on, tell me if it's recording. Here, push the low battery. Push the thing. Just close the thing, yeah. And then it's going to go back. Okay, shkoyach. Torah Rabbanan, Noshu Roiv Olav, Nishtar by Miot. Most of the leaves of the Hadas, like that's my Hadas, not your guys' beautiful Hadas on day 5, 6. My Hadas, and they start falling off. It's a disaster. Uvad Shetei Avoysoi Kayemes. So what does that mean? Hagufa Kasha. Aris Noshu Roiv Olav Kasha. You said that most of the leaves fell off. It's Kasha. Vadatanam Uvad Shetei Avoysoi Kayemes. How are you going to have braided Hadasim? Three, all around, all the way up the thing, when most of the leaves fell off. It's a contradiction. It doesn't work. Given the natural tray, if most of them fell off, meaning two out of three fell off, so you don't have three. There's a guy in Eretz Yisrael that collected money from me for, I like to say for a lot. What is it called? Something, it's a sikum. It's to do a synopsis on the daf. So I don't think he has it on the last Maseches. He had it back when I was doing Bav Basra. Had then. So I called him up and I told him that I love his sefer, blah, 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 whole thing. All of a sudden he shows up at my door. So I'm going, I'm here to give you a sefer, but I'm also collecting money for, I have a koila and this. Okay, fine, I gave money. But it was a great investment. Why? Because on Erev Sukkot, he comes to my house with Hadassim Mitzrayim. I don't know if you've ever seen it before. I've never seen it before in my life. They have crazy amount of leaves. Instead of three, it's like seven around. It looks exactly like Hadas, but it's insane. It's like mom is like, to me it looks like Kaylee, my baby. He told me these are the best and it's very hard to get. He gave it to me a few years in a row, Baruch Hashem. And this is what we're talking about. Mom is this. Omer by Mishkachas lo ba'asa mitzra. Dekai v'shiva shiva b'chatkina. The seven leaves, top of Lamed Gimel Aleph, seven leaves on each stage, whatever you want to call it, step. The chinatra arba, but most of them fell off, right? So four out of seven fell off. Now we're left with three. Pashul Glazer, now you have the perfect Hadas, which is three. That's why Nashru Roivalov, so it's only one case. Nashru Roivalov, if most of the leaves fell off, don't get excited. Oh, it says Shtaitin Gemude that the Nashru Roivalov, it's good. So Meila, I'm allowed to walk around and shul like this. No, this is puzzle because it doesn't have three on each thing. The only time it's kosher is if you start out with seven, four fall off. You left with three, so you have avos. You have this. Those hadassim, crazy hadassim. Look it up. They still sell them. I don't know if they sell them. They still have them. Seven. So even if things fall off, it's beautiful. You still left with three. No, but the problem is it good? Fine. We'll stop over here. At the end of the day, so the Gemara just says it is kosher, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Yishkoyach for coming out.